Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Chris Poston.
Good morning. You know, every Saturday, we take a couple hours to talk with, well, people from local businesses and organizations that are doing some pretty amazing things. And in this hour, get ready for a case of the heebie-jeebies. I think in our day and age, no one should have to live with bugs or rodents or any of those creepy crawly kind of things. And that's why there are professionals out there like our next guest to help us get rid of those invasions. Please welcome from Allied Termite and Pest Control in Galesburg and Maple City Termite and Pest Control in Monmouth, Mr. Eric Littlefield. Eric, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Not a problem.
Has anybody told you you got a great radio voice?
Yeah.
There's a lot of DJs that would really hate you because this guy's got the golden pipes here. But here we are, first part of summer. And I bet you are getting, before we get into anything else about who you guys are, what you do, you just told me here, you're getting one question more than anything else.
Everywhere
you go here lately. Yeah. And what is that?
Can you do anything about these darn gnats? I cannot even go out in my yard for 5 minutes without being attacked. And unfortunately, there is no pesticide, no bait. There is absolutely nothing that you, I, or anybody can do to stop them.
Wow.
Because they fly. They come out of the grass.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of moisture this year, so they've really kicked up this year. Usually, they're late spring, early summer pest. By the time, you know, midsummer gets here and things start to dry out a little bit, they will go away or we'll get a little reprieve. They won't completely go away.
Yeah.
But they're seasonal. You know, once we get some dry weather, they should go away.
They should go away. Quickly.
Yeah, their life cycle's fairly short, so.
Excellent.
Like I said, mid-May, late June's when they're the heaviest.
And
they kind of taper off.
Yeah, yeah.
As well with any bugs, you know, once the summer months get going and it gets real hot and we have lack of rain, you know, if we get a little dry, then the phone stops ringing.
Yeah, so, yeah, right,
you know,
now.
Bugs just kind of go away.
Yeah.
Moisture is the key.
Moisture.
We've had plenty of it.
Yeah, right, right. Huh. So have you seen an uptick in your calls this year?
Yes.
Simply because
quite a bit of ants this year.
I was going to say the little tiny ones.
Yeah, and with the moisture, it's pushing them out everywhere, kitchens. You know, they just love kitchens because no matter how well you clean, there's still small particles of food here and there, and they will find it.
Yeah,
you know, it's like my kid dropped a small crumb in the middle of the living room floor. I come back 10 minutes later, and there's a pile of ants on it.
Yeah,
you know, it's amazing how they know where to look for that stuff.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So. And of course, now does that also affect the termites too?
Yeah, it's it's getting them out and moving. We've had a little bit of uptick in termite work. Termite work's been down as a rule for the past 5 to 10 years, but we're starting to see quite a bit this year.
Why would it be down over the last 5 to 10 years?
I'm just thinking, you know, everything cycles. You know, insect cycle. One year you'll have something worse than others, and it's all weather related.
Yeah,
you know, with all the rain and that loosens the soil. Termites like moisture; they don't like too much moisture.
Yeah,
so that's probably pushing them up closer to the surface of the soil, which now they're looking for food. And
oh boy!
And if your house is next to them, here they come.
So you guys have two locations: your Allied Pest Control, Termite and Pest Control. Here in Galesburg.
Yes, sir.
And then in Monmouth, Maple City, Termite and Pest Control.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you been here in Galesburg?
My grandparents started the business. They brought the company up here in 1964.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So
wonderful.
Over 50 years
we've
been in business here in town.
So your grandparents, had they been in the business, or is it just something that they...
My grandfather was actually one of the founders of Reliable Termite down in Quincy, Illinois, Hannibal area.
Yeah.
And they actually brought Reliable up here. Before we were Allied, we were Reliable Termite for a few years.
Okay.
And then late 60s, early 70s, we changed over to Allied Termite.
Okay. And when did you make the move to Monmouth then?
I'm going to say that was some mid to late 90s.
Okay, so a lot more recent.
Yeah, a gentleman over there had passed, and his son had taken over, but really wasn't into the pest control. So, yeah, knew we were a family-owned business, wanted to keep it family-owned, so you know, offered it to us, and we were happy to oblige.
Our guest is from Allied Termite and Pest Control in Galesburg and Maple City Termite and Pest Control in Monmouth, Mr. Eric Littlefield. Eric, thanks for being with us today on Galesburg Live.
No problem. My pleasure.
So, a family-owned business started back in the 60s. Your grandparents took over the Maple City in the mid-90s. Yes. But so, from the 60s into the 90s, you were here in Galesburg.
Yes.
When did your dad and your uncle, they were always a part of the business?
Yes.
Then?
Yeah, both of them have always been.
Bert and Mike. Yep. That's right.
Yep. Unfortunately, my Uncle Bert passed away in 2008.
Yes.
So right now it's just my dad and my stepmom and me.
Yeah.
And then we have my brother and my stepsister work part-time in the office. And we have a crew, four guys out running around for us.
Oh, wow.
You know, we lost our termite man a couple of years ago, so now I'm obligated to do termite work and the bed bug calls and all that fun stuff. So I do a lot of the quote unquote specialty work.
Yeah.
You know, and we have a good crew of guys out running general pest control and rodent and things of that nature.
Okay.
So yeah.
Well, in the next half hour, we're going to get into a lot of the services that you do and what you guys are kind of known for. Let's talk about your, back in the, because you grew up around it,
yes.
Right? What was it like growing up in a family business like this?
You know, if you had told me 30 years ago that this was what I'd be doing my whole life, I'd have looked at you cross-eyed. But, you know, after 30 years, this is what I do.
Yeah.
You know, and it becomes second nature. You know,
yeah.
All my friends and people that know me, you know, if they have a question, I'm the first one they call.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, I grew up around it. I remember when I was a kid going out with Grandpa doing termite inspections. You know, Grandpa was quite up there in age, so he'd point at the crawl space and say, "Hey, kid, can you get down in there and look around for me, see if you see anything funny?" You know, so even when I was a kid, I was in it, you know.
Yeah.
I remember going out when my dad was doing termite work and taking lunch out and the smell of the old chemicals that we used to use, which are totally different than what we use today.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's been in our family. It's in our blood. We do.
So tell me about that first time when you did have to get into a crawl space like that. I mean, here you are, a kid, and they say, "Here, crawl in there." I don't know if I could do that.
Even the first few years when I first started, you know, full time, you know, you get into some of them crawl spaces, they get pretty snug, you know,
and dark.
And Lord help you if I see a snake. I'm coming up through the floor. So,
yeah,
you know, you get used to it after a while.
That's right.
You know, it's a have to. You don't have, you know, you may not like it, but you have to
get
in there and do it.
That's right.
Where the problem's going to be coming.
That's right. So. That's right. So what are you guys known for? What's kind of your specialty?
What I would like to think we're known for most is honesty.
Yeah.
And reliability.
Yeah.
And customer service, you know, when I show up, I want to make sure you're smiling by the time I leave and you're happy with the job.
Yeah.
You know, and I try to get my guys to do that also. So, yeah. You know, if that customer's happy and we don't have to come back, you know, that's the name of the game.
Yeah.
You know, if you do it right the first time, you don't have to go back. If you're going back, you're losing money, you know.
That's
right. So, you know, because we go back for free, you know, if you get a spray job with us and you get three month warranty.
Yeah.
You know, after that initial spray, if something pops up, we come back for free. So
yeah,
you know, that comes out of our end of it.
Sure,
so,
sure.
That's what I try to get across to people. You know, we try to do the best job possible the first time around.
Yeah,
and you know, we're only human. You know, and we're dealing with Mother Nature. You're dealing with the unseen and the unknown. So you know, that's why we warranty like that and actually come back and honor our warranty.
Absolutely.
You just never know.
Yeah.
You know.
What's your favorite thing to work? What's your favorite part to work on? And
it's all interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it's all hide and seek. You know, they're
biology, science, you're doing chemical. I mean,
a little,
so
little bit of all
different.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of, you know, like I tell everybody, I'm jack of all trades, master of none. You know, you ask me, I might know a little bit about something, but I won't, you know, I won't know it all.
Yeah.
But, you know, after years of doing this, you kind of, you know, chemicals change every year.
Yeah.
So you have to keep up with that. But, you know, the bug part of it never changes.
Oh.
You know, so you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, you use that knowledge and it sticks with you. And, you know, you can walk in a place and go, okay, I know that's a problem area. That's a problem area just from my experience.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, so.
Yeah.
And we're trying to build that with our crew. You know, that's constantly ongoing. We're constantly training and having meetings and going to seminars and things of that nature. So, you know, it's ongoing.
I would think it takes a pretty special person to do what you do because you are catching people sometimes on the worst day of their week,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Generally, you know, especially if it's bed bugs or whatnot, they've spent a week getting ready for me. You know, boy. I've had people break down when I show up thinking they've worked their butt off all week. They've got bed bugs. They're ready to burn the house down.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and they, we're telling them now you got to go through your house and pick everything up and put it in bags. And by the time I get there, they're at their last nerve and you know, you just try to be calm about it. You do the best you can. That's all I ask, you know, and we get through it. So, and it's a, you know, it can be quite a process.
Eric Littlefield of Allied Termite and Pest Control in Galesburg and Maple City Termite and Pest Control in Monmouth. Eric, thanks again for being a part of Galesburg Live today.
Not a problem.
Family-owned business, and you're kind of taking over, you know, when your dad, of course, your uncle passed away.
Yes.
2008, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And now your dad, Mike, is going to be retiring sometime soon.
Eventually, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yep,
this will be my baby eventually.
That's right. And you've been in it. You've grew up.
Yeah.
In the business.
30 years almost.
30 years. That's good. Yeah. So, part of your name, Allied Termite and Pest Control, Maple City Termite Pest Control. Termite is in your name.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to talk about termites. Are they a big problem? You had mentioned that it was kind of tapering off the last 5 or 10 years, but
it's kind of picking back up. It just kind of goes through cycles.
You know,
some years are worse than others, it seems like. That and a lot of it we do a lot of real estate inspections for termites.
So got it.
A lot of our termite work comes from real estate inspections.
Okay.
So
well,
it just a lot of that depends on the housing market too.
What are we dealing with when we're talking about the termite? There's lots of different ones, I'm sure.
Termites are right in where we're at in Galesburg, Illinois. We're in the Midwest here. We only have one species of termite. And that's the Eastern Reticulatum.
Okay.
It is a subsoil insect. It comes from the ground and they work their way into the house, whether it be up the foundation or out of a crack in the floor. And they're looking for wood, anything cellulose. So you set a box in the garage over a crack and you move that box and it's all destroyed on the bottom and you see mud, then odds are it's probably termites. I get a lot of calls for rot. You know, smaller ants will like rotted wood because ants nest in it. It's easier for them to get into. So I get a lot of phantom calls for termites. Termites are actually a milky white to a cream in color. And they're about an eighth inch long to a quarter inch long, some of the bigger ones. And generally, you will not see them out in the open. They will be concealed in that wood or in what we call a mud tube. They actually bring mud up and seal themselves from the outside conditions because they're fairly fragile. You know, they're 90% moisture. And so, you know, exposed to the air, they're going to shrivel up and die fairly quick. So they got to keep that moisture in their bodies. So if they're sealed in the wood, you know, they're good. But if there's an area they have to move up the wall or come outside the wood, you will actually see a mud tube.
Wow.
And when you break that mud tube open, you'll see the little white guys moving up and down.
Okay.
That's a telltale sign.
Yeah.
You know, termites have two sections. What I always tell people, termites have two sections of the body. They have an abdomen and a head. Ants have three sections of the body. It looks like they're pinched off in two spots.
Yeah.
So they have an abdomen, a thorax, and a head. So, you know, the telltale sign is the parts of the body, most of the time the color. Now, termites do swarm in the spring. When they swarm out, they are not white. They are black in color. And they look an awful lot like a swarming ant. So if you ever run across something like that, take a picture, get me some samples, give me a buzz, you know, because if it's ants, great, easy to take care of. If it's termites, you may have more of a problem than what you know about.
Wow.
So.
And they're pretty destructive.
Yes. Yes, they
terrible
billions of dollars a year. You know, more than tornadoes and fires.
Wow! Yeah. And they're just eating the cellulose in the wood. They're just eating the wood.
Yeah, I mean, their job in the ecosystem is to return cellulose material back to soil. You know, trees fall, termites eat it, return it back to the soil. What do as humans? Yeah. Throw a bunch of dead wood over the top of them. So here you go. That's why I'm in business.
Wow.
You know,
so what? When should we be worried? Because I'm sure if you see a few, but when you see a few, does that already mean you've got a problem?
It's possible. If you see anything swarming, I would definitely give a pest control operator a call.
When you say swarming, what do you mean? You mean when you see a lot of them? Like,
well, swarming, I mean things flying out with wings. Now,
these things can have wings too.
Yes. The swarming termites will have wings. You know, kind of like swarming ants have wings.
Yeah.
Most of the ants you see are crawling, you know, but if you see the winged ones, those are the males of the species.
Yeah.
And generally you'll see them just one or two times a year, you know. Termites only in the spring, you know, when the moisture gets up and it warms up outside.
Yeah.
They'll swarm out and, you know, you could have thousands of them swarm out in the house.
Eric Littlefield from Allied Termite and Pest Control in Galesburg and Maple City Termite and Pest Control in Monmouth talking to us about termite. How do you get rid of them?
That is our specialty, obviously.
Yeah.
Allied Termite. Basically, you need to measure the house. Any slabs that are attached to the foundation of the house need to be drilled through with a half-inch bit every 12 inches. Create a continuous barrier around the outside of the house. Wow. And then anywhere the termites are coming in, we do a thorough inspection, you know, and noting everywhere where we found termites or possible activity. Yeah. And then we treat those areas. We used to have to go in and make Swiss cheese out of a house, you know, drill every wall, every floor, everything, you know, and with the termiticides, these days, we don't have to do that.
You know,
we can actually treat around the outside, go into the inside where the termites are active, and actually treat those areas, and we take care of the problem.
Nice. You know,
because of the way the termiticide acts, they actually track through it. It's a non-repellent, and they track through it and take it back to wherever that colony may be out in the soil.
Mm.
So,
a success rate? Gotten better over the years as the chemicals have gotten better.
I'm going to say our retreat rate, we have 98% success.
That's
incredible. Maybe two out of 100 will have to go back. And 9 times out of 10, that's because of a construction issue.
Yeah.
Or something that was unforeseen.
Got it. Eric Littlefield from Allied Termite Pest Control and Maple City Termite and Pest Control. We talked in the beginning of our program. One of the biggest questions you've had so far is about the gnats. Not a lot we can do about it. It's all the moisture, but we hope they'll be gone soon. But ants is the big thing. Those little black, doggone it, they're terrible this year.
Yes, for the past 5-10 years, it seems like every year they get worse and worse. The water's pushing them up this year bad.
Yeah.
You know, we get the heavy rains in the spring. It pushes them in. You know, we try to give people relief. They're so small, they can't find anywhere to get in.
Yeah.
So spraying, if you go out to like Walmart and buy some over-the-counter stuff, probably not going to do much good for you. It might give you some temporary relief, but you possibly could break that ant colony into two colonies now by spraying a repellent pesticide because they will want to move away from that. And so they could probably break off and do what we call budding, and they'll bud out into another colony somewhere else in the house, as well as the one that was already attacking.
So oh, my gosh.
The way we approach it is with non-repellent pesticides.
Yeah.
They don't realize they're crawling through it. It doesn't force them away. They pick it up. They drag it back into where they're nesting. Basically, it's the same stuff we use for termites.
Yeah.
You know, and it acts the same. We're getting smarter, and we're letting the insects' ability to feed and forage work against them.
Wow.
Instead of just trying to hold them at bay, we're letting them do their normal thing. And actually, it's to our advantage because we have no idea where those colonies are in that wall or out in that yard.
Yeah, right. You wouldn't be able to find where they're coming from, right?
A lot of our business is spray and hope,
Wow, yeah.
So, and we're getting smarter in that fact that, with the baits, And they'll feed on it. It's a slow-acting bait, so they have a chance to take it back to the nest.
Okay.
Social insect. They're feeding each other. They're grooming each other. They're passing it along. We've had phenomenal success with the baits and the non-repellents.
Excellent. So they just give you a call, and you guys come out, take a look at it, inspect it.
Yep. It might take this time of year, you know, as soon as you see it, you might want to give us a call as soon as you think about it, because we do have about a week to a week and a half wait time.
Yeah.
You know, another thing that I really wanted to get across about the ants, that this is one thing that I notice all the time, and it's a big problem. Weeds and leaf litter up next to the foundation. Ants love to get up under leaf litter, and they'll climb up the wall behind the weeds that are up against the foundation.
I'll be darned.
And it gives them hardridge.
Yeah.
Protects them from the sun and the elements, and my pesticides don't penetrate that.
Uh-huh.
I do not have the time to take a rake and rake all that stuff out while I'm there.
Yes.
You know, so you're going to help yourself out 100 times by just going out with a rake and a weed eater and weed eating around the foundation and getting all those leaves and stuff out of your window wells and away from the foundation.
Wow.
We call that exclusion. You know, you're making it less inhabitable for the insects to want to hang out. You know, you have a lot of bushes pressed up against that house, getting this trim back a foot to 2 feet. You know, there's a lot of things the homeowner can do to help themselves before they even call me. You know, it might give them some relief and save them a little money.
Bugs.
Love to talk about bugs.
Oh, man. And we're going to have to get you back here. When we get into the fall, we can talk about rodents and all that, too.
No, they're not quite a problem this time of year. But yeah, come fall and wintertime, the rodents kick up.
Absolutely. So. But one bug that has reared its ugly head more and more over the last few years, bed bugs.
Bed bugs do not discriminate.
They don't. Nope. Why do you think it's gotten so bad here recently?
Bed bugs do not travel on you. They travel in your bag, in your purse, in your suitcase. So if you go to a place that has bed bugs, probably don't have to worry too much if you're not carrying a book bag or a purse in there. You know, same way with a hotel. They can feed on you all they want, but you're probably not going to take them home because they're kind of reclusive. They don't like to, you know, you won't see them out in the middle of the day unless you have a bad problem.
Yeah.
They don't want to climb on you. They want to just come up close to you from the bed and feed whatever body parts hitting laying on the bed.
Oh my gosh, Eric, that's terrible.
Yes. So it's kind of gross. I mean, it's a thing that's becoming more and more of an issue.
Yeah.
And, like I said, they don't discriminate.
Yeah.
You can be the dirtiest person in the world or the cleanest person in the world. If you've got warm blood pumping through you, they're gonna be looking.
So what is this bug? I don't think I've ever seen one except on the internet, maybe. Just are they flat?
Yeah, they're kind of flat. Almost look like when they've taken a blood meal, they almost look like an apple seed almost when they're full grown adults. They can get, when they're first born, they almost look like a little piece of salt that's crawling around. They're clear. They haven't taken that blood meal yet, so you know you can barely see them.
Wow.
They do; they're a little bit smaller than an apple seed, but about the same shape, kind of this heart shaped, I suppose. And a lot of times you won't even see them. You know, you'll be getting bit, and you won't see anything.
What's the first signs?
Well, if you have light colored sheets on your bed, you may notice some blood spots. You may notice inevitably they're not on you. They're on the bed feeding on you, and they're going to be there a few seconds. You may roll over on them, squish them. Now you've got a blood stain on the bed.
Okay.
So if you start noticing blood stains on the bed, their telltale sign is like around the piping on the mattress and around the edges of the box springs.
Yeah.
Or even around a couch. I know the folds in the couch where they make creases. You'll notice it looks like somebody's taken a black ink pen and just dotted in an area. Cause that will be bed bug droppings.
Oh,
and
wow.
When blood goes in, it's red. When it comes out, it turns dark. So it looks like black ink. So as they are nesting in a certain spot, you know, they will leave droppings behind, and it leaves a black stain.
Oh, my gosh. Eric Littlefield is from Allied Termite Pest Control and Maple City Termite and Pest Control at Monmouth. And we're talking about bed bugs. and they can come from anywhere. College students.
Yes.
I've had three kids in college, and they used to say, watch out for your kid bringing bed bugs home.
Yeah, because all it takes is one person to bring them into a dorm, and now possibly, unless it's taken care of, possibly everybody could have them. You know, they move from pretty easily from room to room in a structure.
My gosh.
That's why when we come to treat, it is imperative that every square inch that you could possibly treat is treated.
Yeah.
You know, because.
Do you have bites on your person? Do you see the bites on your arms?
They kind of look like a mosquito bite.
Okay.
You know, but generally you'll get like a group of three or four of them in a row, and it generally will be in a line.
Oh.
You know, because like I said, whatever body parts laying on the bed that they can get to, you know, you may have a few of them come up, or they'll stop feeding. Yeah, because you moved, and they'll move down another part. So
they call you and they say, I think I may have this. You go and do an inspection, and you find out that they have them. What do you do?
Well,
how do you get rid of them?
A lot of it, the customer has a lot of work to do after I come in and find out we have bed bugs.
Yeah.
A lot of prep work, you know. It's $100 an hour for most companies to do bed bug work.
Yeah.
That's pretty much standard. The more a customer can prep for us and be ready, the less time it takes for us to do what we need to do.
Got it.
So a lot of work on the customer's part to begin with. All the closets, dressers need to be emptied out. All your linens thrown in garbage bags and tied up.
Got it.
Nightstands, dressers, linens off the bed need to be peeled. All your knickknacks and trinkets and shelving, all that needs to be pulled because it all needs to be treated.
Oh, my gosh.
They can hide in a countersunk screw hole. They can hide in the X in the top of a screw. So they can hide in the tightest crack in your nightstand. And you treated the bed, but you didn't treat the nightstand, and you're still having problems. You know, so everything needs to be treated and thoroughly inspected.
You know? Wow.
Now, a lot of companies use heat.
Okay.
Heat does work. So does dry ice. It has its place. Once the heat and the dry ice is gone, you still have to spray. There is nothing left behind to keep killing for the unforeseen.
I see what you're saying. There has to be something there to continue to kill these. Okay.
Correct. So, I mean, it has its place. If you have a chemically sensitive account, you know, by all means, heat, dry ice, you know, and approach it that way.
Yes.
But we approach it with the best pesticide on the market for it. It's the only thing that they've found that they haven't become resistant to yet.
Yes.
And we just as thorough as possible.
Wow.
You know,
a lot of work.
A lot of
anything
work.
We can do to protect ourselves? I mean, from getting these? I mean,
just vigilance. Vigilance. Yeah. You know, you go to a hotel. This sounds corny. I tell people this all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, take a couple garbage bags with you.
Oh.
If you don't have to take in your suitcase, don't take it in, you know. But if you do, take in like a day bag and with your toiletries and what you're going to wear for the day.
Yeah.
If you need to leave stuff in there, drop it in that garbage bag, tie it up, throw it in the tub, you know.
Oh, sure.
It's not foolproof, but, you know, it's, you know, less likely to have an issue than just leaving the suitcase sitting on next to the bed.
Excellent.
You know?
Eric Littlefield is from Allied Termite Pest Control in Galesburg and Maple City Termite Pest Control in Monmouth. We've got a few more minutes here. You know, one thing that you can help people with is preventative maintenance, right?
Correct.
And that's something where I can, you know, sign up to have you come monthly or quarterly. Can you talk a little bit about that, why that's important?
Yeah,
I mean, it's one thing to be reactive and say, oh my gosh, I got a problem, please come help me.
Right.
But there's
things
you can do now to prevent that from happening.
Sure, sure. And you know, like with your commercial accounts, restaurants and things, by all means, monthly pest control is the best way to go. You have things coming in and out all the time.
Sure.
You know, residential is kind of a little different. That kind of... how much bugs can you handle? You know, Mrs. Jones sees a spider or two. She's okay with that. Yeah, you know, Mrs. Smith, on the other hand, doesn't want to see not one ant close to the house.
Yes.
So, you know, that person might want to go with a monthly, whereas Mrs. Jones might want to go every 3 months, which is a quarterly program.
Yes. Yes.
We have customers that just do it like once in the spring, once in the fall. We have a number of different programs we could set you up with. You know, you could if you're a reactionary person, we have a one-time shot with a three-month warranty.
Yeah.
You know, we have all different kinds of programs we can work out with.
Sure. You got a great website, too. I was just there, and there's lots of information there that people can find out about your programs and what you can help with.
And of course, the girls love this, but just give us a call at the office. You know, the girls are with my stepmom works the office. She's a licensed tech also. She's been through all the schooling and all that.
And so she gets all those crazy calls.
Oh, yes.
There's something. I don't know. It's this. It's got legs.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen her about to pull her hair out some days.
Do you have people? Do you ask people to take a picture of some things sometimes?
Oh, yes. All the time. Because a lot of times, instead of sending a guy out, you can just take a – well, most of us have cell phones with a camera on it.
Yeah.
We have a website. You know, we also, if you call the office, you can even, you know, send it to one of our cell phones. You know, a lot of customers have my cell number. By all means, take a picture, document, send it to me so I can see what's going on. You know, I might be able to assess the situation right over the phone.
Yeah, wonderful. You know?
So, we're always there to help.
Yes.
You know, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Occasionally, you might catch somebody there 8 to noon on Saturday.
Yeah. Eric, before we run out of time, I wanted to mention stink bugs.
Stink bugs are all year long. And they're called the brown marmorated stink bug.
Yeah.
Marmorated is another fancy word for marbled.
Okay.
So, and they're ugly little things.
Yeah.
A lot of people call them shield bugs. A lot of you are familiar with the Asian lady beetles. They're already here, but they're going to get worse. They're really bad on the East Coast and Southeast.
Oh my gosh.
And they're working their way this way.
Yeah.
And it's like the Asian lady beetles, it's almost impossible to keep them completely out. We can hit around the windows and the doors and the overhangs and try to keep them, you know, at bay, but you're going to have, you know, some of them work their way through. So
termites to ants to stink bugs, rodents, and everything in between.
Yeah.
You guys are here to help us. So
that's right.
Eric, thank you so much for being a part of Gales Live.
Not a problem. I appreciate it.